learning Masechta Soita Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from a two dots on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, around seven lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah Machloikis, how many Ziknei from the Sanhedrin went out to measure between the Cholol and the cities, between the corpse and the cities? So first of all, the Yom Tanakhama says three, Ruda says five. So we have to know the Bira Machlekes. We also have to know, how do we know that these Kanim came from the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph? Tana Rabbanu. It says in the Pasuk, Yosu Zikenecha V'Shevtecha. Zikenecha Shnayim. Zikenecha Losh Rabbim is two. V'Shevtecha Shnayim. Maybe it's a Shokol. Mesif Alei Moirecha. Arikan Chamish. That's five. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, no, it's not five. Shimon is Zikenecha Shnayim. Ve'ein Bezdin Shokol. Mesif Alei Moirecha. You don't have a Bezdin, even Bezdin. You always have to have an odd Bezdin. This way, there won't be like a split down the middle when they decide something. So you need an extra person. So Rav Yehuda says, we have Zikenecha Shnayim. Each one means two. It's four together. So then you add a one and five. According to Rav Shimon, is Zikenecha, and you add one, it's three. Rav Shimon, Nami Yaksiv V'Shevtecha. What do you do with Pasuk V'Shevtecha? Ahume Boyalei, anything that's Losh Rabim. Zikenecha Losh Rabim, it's two. Exactly. And you add one on, because ain't Bezdin Shokol, can't be an even Bezdin. Why is the fear of Yehuda's five? Same thing, is ain't Bezdin Shokol. Rav Shimon, Nami Yaksiv V'Shevtecha. Rav Shimon, Nami Tez V'Shevtecha. Ahume Boyalei, L'michad V'Shevtecha. This is the Makar that's the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Because it's Shevtecha, the Meyuchid V'Shevtecha. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that? Mezikne Zikenecha. Could have said Zikne, it's a Zikenecha. Nafka, Zikne Yoslosh Rabbim. Why is it Zikenecha? Meyuchid Shevus Zikenim, which is Sanhedrin. Rav Shimon, Iksiv Rachmana, Zikne, I mean, I feel Zikne Ashok. Plain Zikne would think mean any old man in the shuk, maybe a Talmud Chacham also. Because of Zikenecha, there has to be Bezdin. Because of Zikenecha, I mean, I feel Sahajuk Tandi, even a Bezdin of 23. So you need both. You need all these drashas that teach you that it's the Ayin Aleph. So how do you know five? Because Zikenecha is teaching you that you need two, but maybe it could have been two for Sanhedrin Katana. Comes Shoytecha and tells you, no, it needs the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. Rahuda has this question. So Rahuda says, oh, I'll tell you how I know that it's Ayin Aleph. Rahuda Gomar Zikne 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 Eida. Malahalom Zikne Eida is a pasuk by the Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibur, just like there we know that it's a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. We learn that from Psukim, Sech Sanhedrin. So, Mala Halom, Yuchom Shev Eida, Avkam, Yuchom Shev Eida. So, Taku learn that Zikne Zikne from Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibur, that's, you know, it's a Sanhedrin. Igomar, if that's the case, Ligomar Lekulim Bil Sim Hasam. Zikinecha Vashivtecha Lomali. Why don't you learn out everything from there? Because there also it's five, like learning from Psukim over there. So, Lechaira, If it's what do you need the whole drushes here? Learn everything from there. Zikenecha v'shevtecha lomelis. Why do you need any drushes over here? Ella, Mor says you're right. It's no gzeres shava. There's no gzeres shava. So what's Shvayt Rabbi Yehuda? So that's back to Rabbi Yehuda saying you learn out five, and you also know Shvaytecha teaching us the miyuchad shivas Sahedrin. So how do you know? So how do you know both things? Ella vav v'shvaytecha l'minyano. The extra vav is for the minyan. Rav Shimon vav l'mashmalei. He is not darshan the vav. Akaponim, so now we're very clear. There's three and five. According to Rav Shimon, it's from Zikenecha, it's Losh Rabbim, it's two. Ein Bezdin Shokol, another one, what's Shevtecha for? Sanhedrin Gedolah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Zikenecha is two, Shevtecha is two, Ein Bezdin Shokol is five. How do you know Sanhedrin Gedolah from Viv Shevtecha? Rav Shimon is not Darshan Devar. Ela Miata, if you make this drasha, it says in the Pasuk, V'yotzu'u Zikenecha v'Shevtecha Madadu. V'yotzu'u is two, Madadu is two. So Chayra, why don't we say not a four? V'yotzu shnayim adu shnayim. Rabbi Yehuda reikan tish v'yudu is no, and Rabbi Shimon reikan shiva seven. And for the Gemara, whom boiled like a time, look at the Raisa. V'yotzu heim v'shluchayim. Bezdin themselves have to go out. The 71 bezdin, these choshev gedolei hadar, they have to go out to measure. They're measuring themselves. They can't send their gabayim. They have to go themselves. Umadu shafil nimtza ba'alil ear. Even though it's very clear, it's like within 20 feet of one city, and it's 4 million miles of another city, and so what do you have to measure for? Still hoyu moidim, shemitzvah lasik medida. It's mechuyiv to do medida. And the Bacharinim Claire, do we have to do medida both ways? Or if I know which way is faster, all I have to do is do medida that way, and I'm yitzvah medida. And that's a Claire, they're not sure. And another shayla they say they speak out. Another idea they speak out is that why taka does the Torah mechayev the maddu? I know which one's closer. Teretz is because when they're oisik and medida, maybe they'll find clues and people come. People is here. Bezdin came. Bezdin Agala came down, and they're measuring. People hear what's going on. Maybe someone will come and say they saw something, and then they find the murderer. Because we know by egla rufa, it's just a temporary fix. That means it's totally fine, the murderer. Once upon the murderer, the mechuyev to take care of the murderer. It's just temporary kapara. So therefore, we want this to happen, that there's a medida and people will hear about it, maybe someone come forward. Our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Time Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer. Zekenecha is Sanhedrin. Zekenecha is Sanhedrin. Shevtecha is a melech v'kohen gadol. Not only does Sanhedrin have to go back, go out to Medida, the melech and the kohen gadol also have to go out. Melech, the chsiv melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. We see melech hashaych is the word mishpat v'shevtecha. Kohen gadol chsiv u'bas al kohen alvim v'al shayfet ashiyav yom heim. So we see the kohanim have shaych is to a shayfet, and therefore shevtecha is referring to the melech kohen gadol kohen Elazar ben Yaakov. So feel Elazar ben Yaakov needs Sanhedrin and melech kohen gadol. Now how many people for Sanhedrin? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Melech and Gadol, who the Pollock of his Hedri, Iker of Yudik of Shimon's Relay, does he agree? It's either five or three, just he's just only adding on Melech and Gadol. Adoma, since he has no drashas over here, but it's a Hedri of Nami Pollock, I think a coolest Hedri. Maybe he holds you need all 71 that Yonif and Hedri coming down, and the Melech and Gadol. We'll have to come down to Medida. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold? I'm Rabbi Yosef, let's try to bring a riot. Tashima, we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, and so there's a law called Zokein Mamre. That means, at the beginning of Parashat Shoftim talks about a person, a dayan, that they weren't sure what to do. They went to ask Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin told them what to do. And the law is that if they don't listen to what Sanhedrin does, then the law is that he gets his chayiv misa. It says, Ki yipolim chod dover l'mishpah ben dam l'dam. And Benaga Naga to go off come to Elisa of us al Khan will be him and says, well, see Sapia Diva Shigil Khabanamakamahu, and if not, it's a Isha Shias Bizod, Vultishmalakoyan, then it's called a Zokin Mamre. He's not listening to the Bezd. So Yochel's Mazan Zokin Mamre Abe Pagi Vimra Alayam. Let's say the Zokin Mamre found the Sanhedrin Abe Pagi. That means in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And he asked Sanhedrin Shaila and he didn't listen. Vimra Alayam. He did not listen. Maybe that goes to the parasha Zokin Mamre. Tam Balaim, the Paul says, "V'kamta of Elisa el Hamakom." That you get up and you go to the Makom, to the place where the Sanhedrin is. Melamed Shamakom Goyrim. That the Makom of the Sanhedrin is Goyrim. That is only where the Zokin Mamre is. That's the parasha Zokin Mamre. Only if you go up to the Sanhedrin itself, but not if you meet them somewhere else. Now, what's the case that you're meeting Sanhedrin at Beit Pagi? How in the world is Sanhedrin Beit Pagi? The Nofak Kama. How many people went out to the Beit Pagi? Elam the Nafuk Miksasam, some of them went out. Maybe the ones who are still in Sanhedrin hold like him, so that can't be called Zakum Amri. All 71 Dayanim here. El Absid Nafuk Kulu, everyone went out. But the question is, how is 71 people from Sanhedrin sitting now in the outskirts of Yerushalayim? Well, am I? Il Dvarashos, if they're going out, Il Dvarashos, Mi Matsu Nafke. How? Then I'll go out. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk Shir Ashirim, the Pasuk says, Sorech Agan Asar Ayechsa Amozak, which we darshan to mean Sorech is the middle of the stomach. Agan Asar, that was shaped like a moon. Ayechsa Amozak should not be missing Hamozak. Shemnichuk Echem and Lot says, Imyeshem Esem Soshuk Neged, Sanhedrin Tana Yoitzim Lav and Yoitzim. You're not allowed to go out unless you leave 23 people in the Sanhedrin. 23 Dayanim. You cannot leave the Sanhedrin open for anything. You have to go out. You can't go out.
24 hours a day?
No. So the Tosfos speaks out. Very good. Tosfos speaks out. Doesn't mean 24 hours a day. Till after Thomas Shabbat Abayim, Tosfos, you have to be there. And he says, after that, it's not the Shkiyach. You have the whole Sanhedrin together. It is. Avakav, they're reading the Sanhedrin. I'm reading the Tosfos. Since Sanhedrin Yoshim, Gazas, Mit Thomas Shach, At Thomas Shabbat Abayim, Umisham, Ve'elech. It's still not mistavra. You find them all at once. So upon him here, so they can't all go out for the middle of the day. To go out together as a unit, it's not going to happen. El Pshita must have been they went out Dvar Mitzvah. So Lamai, what's the Dvar Mitzvah they go out? Why in the world was the Hedgeby going out Dvar Mitzvah? What could be? Lav Medidas Egla. It's Egla Rufa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Here's a Tana. This Tana holds Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because this Tana is saying we learn from a pasuk that even though you met them somewhere else, it's not Kozokim Mamre. Now, how is it possible the whole Sanhedrin went out? There it is. They went out to measure it from a chal. So that's a going. Must be going. Which Tana holds that? Must be going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amle Abaya Loi. No, I'll tell you what he's going out for. They're going out to the Dvar Mitzvah, but not for that. To be moisif on the city of the Azaris, because tonight I went to the Mishnah. Ain't moisif on the ear of the Azaris. You're not moisif on the ear or on the Azaris of the Beis Mikdash. Elo Bezdin, only with Bezdin, Shashiv Ve'achad. You need a Bezdin and Lishkat Gaza. The Bezdin of 71 have to come out and check it out. So therefore, maybe that's what they're coming out. It's not a raya to Rav Yosef's pshat that it's a raya to Lez Yaakov holds that you need 71. But we have a bryce like Rav Yosef. Ta'yikav HaSadir Rav Yosef. Matzon HaBeis Pagi, V'himra Aleim. He found the Sanhedrin on the outskirts of Yishalayim, V'himra Aleim, and he did not listen to them. K'goin, why were they going out? Why was Sanhedrin going out? G'nash Yetzu M'didas Eglo, Eilo Hosef Al Irva Azara. It's clear. They went out M'didas Eglo. It sounds like all 71 go out. Yochot Te'am Rasam Rot. I'm going to come to Lizam Ha'am. So Akapanim, we have a right to Rav Yosef that the fear of Lesbi Akav Akapanim, you need the Bezdin of 71. The whole Bezdin has to go out to measure the Chalol to the city. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It's in the Mishnah, Nimsa Tomum Begal Oy Toli Bilon. If you find the Chalol that is buried in a gal on a little hill, Oy Toli Bilon hanging on an Ilon, the loch is, there's no Din of Egal Rufa. Lema Masisa Rav Yehudi, Veloy Rabbanah. Zomish Rav Yehudi Rabbanah. The time looked at a Braisa. There's machloikis when it comes to shikha. Now, there's two types of shikha, so we've seen the Gemara. One shikha, for those learning mistakes, pay on Yishalmi, you know this. Two types of shikhas. One is shikhas oimer, besada. You make these bundles of tvua, and then you forgot one of the oimerim in the field. That's shikha. Another type of shikha is you forgot to cut down some of the tvua. So shikhas oimer and shikhas kama. Now, what happens if you have these bundles, and one of the bundles got covered? Got covered by mistake by a blanket, and you don't see it. Is that called? That's why you forgot it because it was covered. So is that called shikha or not? So that's the discussion of here. Machlekes tanoim. The time of the brayse. For shechachta oimer besada prat latamim. Shechachta oimer besada dafka besada, but prat latamim. If it's covered, there's no shikha. The Rabbi Yehuda. Vechomer oimer besada l'rabes latamim. That when we marba, even tamim is called shikha. So what do you see? That according to Chachamim, Tamim is included in Sada. So here also, in our Mishnah, it says that Besada is coming lafuke, a Chalol that's Tamim. We've got to learn after the word Adama. That's no Loi Tamim Megal. L'chayr, if you're Rabbanon, you know, Tamim has the Negla Rufa. L'chayr, our Mishnah is Dafka Rav Yehuda. Lame is Rav Yehuda. Amarav, no. I feel like I'm Rabbanon. Hacha minyan dekra, hasa minyan dekra. Depends where you're coming from. And he explains. Here, Hacha the Chsiv says, "Ki motzei chol." If you find a corpse, that sounds like you find the corpse anywhere you find it. Heichet mishkacha, anywhere you find it. So why is it the word adama? Anywhere you find the corpse, you do. So, but adama must be coming, trying to be specific, as trying to prat l'tamun to lafuke if it's covered. But v'hasam yon the krad the Chsiv ki sixer ksir chavasada shachta oimer shicha dim the kotzer. My kotzer, you obviously know what you're doing. Vegalu, you're looking at what you're seeing, doing. Av shicha vegalu. Shicha also means when you know what's going on, when you see it. So there, the svaro will be that tamun is not included. Kotzer achmana besadla rabbis at tamun. So Rabban says it depends what your perspective is. If you're coming by chalal, that the first scuffer of shayna is that everything is included. So therefore, adam must become lafuke tamun. Mashainkein by the next case. By the case of Oimer, so there, the Shkaf Rosh Hashanah is a slight cutsier. You see it. If it says now, Sada is coming to Marbe Tom. Marbe, even that is has Shekha. That's how they're born alert. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Tepele Shekha Dumi Katsi. Fear of Yehuda also is a good taina. L'chaira, Shekha Dumi Katsi. So what do you need a ribui? Why do you need a mir to say that Tomun is Potter? It's Pasher is Potter. It's not like Katsi. Gemara says, you're right. Enechanami, that's how I really know is that Tamun's Potter from the Dumi of the Kotzer. So what's the Pasuk Besada for then? Bela Basad Lomli, Mebayle le Rabbe Shikhas Kama. Because it doesn't say in the Pasuk anywhere about Shikhas Kama. So the word Sada is being married with that. And you read the Pasuk like this, that Kisiksar Kitzircha Besadcha Besadecha Veshachachta Oimer Basada. It means like this, Kisiksar Kitzircha Besadecha Veshachachta Oimer. And then, oh, Veshachachta Besada, that's you have to read it. So it's two, that the Pasuk saying, Sada is referring to Kama, and Shekhas Ayim is referring to forgetting the bundles. That's how Rida learns. And that's what Rida does with the extra Pasuk. So Rabbanon has the Shekhas Kama. Rabbanon says, Kama Nalu. Naf Galuhu, you learn it from Kisiksar Kitzircha Vesadecha. It says in the Pasuk, extra word Vesadecha. It says, Kisiksar Kitzircha Vesadecha Veshachta Ayim Vesada. What do you need Vesadecha for? Terez says, Vesadecha Veshachta. That teaches us that there's a din Shekha also on Shekhas Kama. Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with that besadecha? Boy, like Rabbi Vau, I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Prat, l'shutzafu oimer masech sada chaveira. That means if your bundle lands up in your friend's field, and that's why you forget it, you throw it your friend's bundle, and it turns out it's your bundle. That's not called shicha. That's learned from a sadecha. Dafka in your field is shicha. Now in someone else's field. How's Rabbanon know that? Rabbanon besada besadecha. It says sadecha. That's instead of saying sada, it's sadecha. That's a drasha. Rabbi Yehuda besada besadecha. Loi mashvei. It's not mashvei him that drasha. It's not mashvei that drasha to him. Akaponim. That's where we are holding right now. Where we learned mechleikus Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon by tamim by shicha, but we said over here it could be lekuli alma. The Kuliyam over here, there's a din v'loy b'tamun. Why? Because Rabbanon agree, Altman Yonah Dekra, here it means that Tamun will be part of Megla Arufa.